Major construction of a new home for the headquarters of the Boston Public School Department is underway. It's one of several development initiatives in Roxbury aimed at revitalizing the area. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports the $115 million project is being built on the site of the historic Ferdinand Building in Dudley Square.
Buses now roll in and out of Dudley Station. 35,000 people travel through here every day. There was a time when an elevated rail platform on the Orange Line was part of this important transportation hub, and the Ferdinand Building was part of its identity.
It was once the largest home furnishing store in the United States. When you came around on the elevated Orange Line, you could get off the train and you could walk right into Ferdinand and buy your furniture.
Joyce Stanley is executive director of Dudley Square Main Streets. It's a nonprofit commercial revitalization organization that partners with the City of Boston and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The Ferdinand is a signature building, she says.
It's been closed up since 1979, and people want it restored.
But past efforts to develop Dudley Square have been met with disappointment. In 1999, former Governor Paul Cellucci made a deal with the city to invest $200 million to renovate the Ferdinand and use it as a new home for the State Department of Public Health. But in 2004, the Romney administration killed the plan, angering Boston Mayor Tom Menino. He accused the state of reneging on a deal seen as key to the revitalization of the area. Dudley Square was once a vibrant commercial district. It was the second largest in the Boston area before suburban malls began cropping up in the region. It's also a community left scarred from the failed attempt some two generations ago to snake I-95 through the city of Boston. Joyce Stanley remembers what it was like before that. She still lives in the home that's been in her family for generations.
When I grew up, before they were doing the highway, all along Tremont and Columbus Ave were all kinds of restaurants, stores.
But the highway project changed the landscape, and Roxbury bore the brunt of it. Hundreds of businesses fell to the wrecking ball, wiping out thousands of jobs. Close to 1,000 families lost their homes. By the time a growing public outcry stopped the highway, some say it looked as though the area had been hit by a bomb.
They tore down the whole corridor there. You could go get a job anywhere down there, the pickle factory, the shoe factory. They tore all that down for a highway that didn't happen.
In recent years, Roxbury has been recovering. The Menino administration is focusing its latest effort on the Ferdinand Building, describing it as the centerpiece of a community. But failed attempts to fix Roxbury have made residents wary of new promises. Citizen-led groups have held regular meetings to get answers from the city and from contractors.
My concern is that all too often we have projects in Boston where it's such an economic disparity when it comes to construction work for the residents that live here.
That point from Aminiona Bosman.
It's not fair for us to walk through the neighborhood and not see our faces, for our children not to see that they can be there too. It's an injustice. So when you come to the neighborhood, what are you going to bring to the community?
As far as this project is concerned, it is monitored. Monitored to the wazoozy.
Donovan Walker is on the Dudley Square Vision Task Force. He says they're monitoring the project to make sure it meets the city's hiring guidelines for Boston residents for the hundreds of construction jobs it will bring.
But we are committed to making sure that residents in this community get them jobs.
When the Ferdinand is finished, it will centralize the Boston Schools Department, housing workers from the current office downtown and from various BPS locations around the city.
We don't want Roxbury to be like a mini government center.
Neighborhood resident Dorothea Jones is concerned about whether filling the Ferdinand with municipal offices is the best use.
The building should be more than an office space between 9 and 3 or 9 and 4. If they combine all of their sub-offices or substations, wherever they may be, if they're there between 9 and 3, that's still a eliminates a lot of the possibility for wealth generation in this area.
City officials say it makes sense to use the Ferdinand as BPS headquarters. Maureen Anderson is a senior project manager for the Public Facilities Department.
This building is in the center demographic of the Boston public school area. demographically, most of the students who utilize Boston Public Schools live in close to this neighborhood.
Many people in the neighborhood do hope the Ferdinand Project will prompt more development in Dudley Square.
We need amenities back. People want more little cafes, stores, you know, like you want to be able to go sit down at night when you come home and have something to eat. There's no place in our neighborhood to do that. There's no place. It's my neighborhood, and I know what it can be, what it was before.
The Ferdinand Municipal Center is expected to open in the fall of 2014. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.